Good morning and welcome back to the Dump the Blogs Morning Coffee podcast, the DBMC Radio, and happy Friday. Hope you had a great week and looking forward to a great weekend. And today we're just going to have two topics. We're going to talk about the investments corner, and then we're going to talk about the response from Professor Phil Carey from Eastern University in Pennsylvania and our ongoing conversation about Dante's Paradiso. So first, a bit of snapshot on our positions. We've just been into this for 3 weeks. This is a kind of a weekly update. Probably going to be more like monthly soon, but it's fun to look in the beginning. So in short, the index funds with S&P and Dow Jones are up 5% and 1.8%. So that's about 3% like combined. The stocks are still down with Tesla and Apple, minus 3% and minus 11%, and in total minus 4.3% because we have most of them in Apple. And then the good news is, in addition to the index funds, is the crypto, because Bitcoin is now up about 10% since we started 3 weeks ago, and that's the biggest position we have. And then even Ethereum is now up 0.2% compared to the beginning. So in total, that's up 8.6%. And then we had last week this one little short-term trade with Fate Therapeutics, a biotech company. And then because it started boosting on Monday, so we put a little bit of money on Tuesday morning. And then by Friday, it had gone up a lot. And then we sold it on Monday. And then it turned out to be like a 15% profit. It was a small profit, position, but still, it was just like a test on doing short-term trades. So anyways, altogether, after 3 weeks, it's about 2% up. And then we can just think about like what is realistic to for the expectations. If you have 1% up per month, that's going to end up about like 12, 13, 14% per year, which is good. And it's a triple of the bank. So in terms of long-term investments, that is really good. Like 2%, this is really good for just 3 weeks, less than a month. And then the big kind of jackpots, the gambling part, is a separate issue. So, which is part of the Bitcoin part, that might kind of 10-double over the next 5-6 years, for example. Okay, so that's all for the stocks investments corner for today. And then we're going to move over to and switch gears to Paradiso, to more the spiritual, the philosophical, the theological, and the big tradition. And also like the inspiration and this beautiful, bright part of Dante's Paradiso. So we are discussing now the idea of the angelical beings, because it's helpful to think of the angels in Dante's cosmology not as these little cherubs with the harps and lyres on the clouds. They are forces in the world, in the universe, that are shaping the world in which we live. So, like, knowledge is an angel in Dante's cosmology. Love is an angel. And then also the spirit of a people is an angel, and also courage is an angel. So that you might look at this, you can think of this in some sense as not a version, but like you could, the Greeks had gods for everything. They have a god of wisdom, they have a god of desire, a god of courage, and all different versions of it. The difference with Dante's cosmology is like all of these are aspects of the one united divinity. So it's different. It's not like Zeus is the king of Mount Olympus. Like the divinity in Dante's cosmology is like the combination of all of these. And then you see these forces more as aspects of the divine. So it's a very important distinction here. Anyways, so again, we had like the spirits of the territory is in Venus. You have the spirits of creation, creative power in itself, especially material creation, in the fourth sphere of the sun. And then the fifth sphere now is the courage. Okay, so Phil responded to us here this week, and he said that, yes, Dante certainly believes in angels. All the nine levels of the celestial hierarchy in Saint Denis, or Pseudo Dionysius, as scholars nowadays call him. I love the moment in Canto 28 when Dante looks back, and instead of seeing the Earth at the center of the circling planets, which is how it is in the material world, he sees the divinity at the center of the circling angels, which is the truth of the spiritual world. And this is such a beautiful point, and it's so central to understanding, in a sense, almost everything about the framework of the Paradiso, which is, it is an ascent to the heavens, to the divine, but it's also this basic shift of perspective from the earthly, which is one cosmology, and gradually towards having the main perspective from the divine, from the heavens, which when everything looks different and it's kind of inverted, because then the divinity is in the center, and then being and the material world and everything is emanating out of that as a center, instead of how we look at the earth as the center and the heavens and divinity as kind of embedding outside of everything. So this shift is crucial to understand what Dante is trying to describe and express through the Paradiso. And then Phil Carey is continuing here. I think what's going on with Dante's speech in Canto 1573 is a uniting of intellect and will. This is when he says that the warmth and the light of the sun unites into one, and that for the blessed souls, spirits in Mars, these two things are not, like the two wheels of the chariot, are not separated in their apprehension. They are united into one unity. So this is then in 1573. So this means that knowledge and love as represented by light and heat respectively. It has always surprised me that the Augustinian tradition, which loves to speak of God as the light of the mind and of love as ardent fire, spoke so seldom of the warmth of light until Dante. This is one of the most powerful passages combining the two into one. And I couldn't agree more. I wholeheartedly agree and support this view, because it's almost stunning at this point that after establishing the two wheels of our apprehension, our thinking, the two realms of the spiritual and the more intellectual, kind of the mystical part and the rational part, then as soon as Dante has established this as this chariot that will bring us upwards and that's essential to understand both, he kind of unites or collapses them into one already in Mars. That for, like in the heavens, these two wheels are one thing. So that's a major, I don't know, it's not a turning point, but a major milestone, a major level shift in the ascent and understanding this cosmology that Dante is expressing in the Paradiso. Okay, so we just wrote a few thoughts back on this, which is that I said that I couldn't agree more. The move of uniting light and warmth rings deeply true, and it collapses in a sense the Empyrean in itself, with the light and love of the divine into a radiating warm brightness of unity and oneness. And on the side, this is yet another fascinating aspect of light as a metaphor. Heat radiation is indeed a form of light, just an invisible one for our eyes. Radiation carries both light, warmth, and also information. It's kind of a little add-on I put there, just because of the fascination of the nature of light. If you study physics or astrophysics, it's just stunning. Like, you get light from a distant galaxy, and contained in that light that we are receiving, the wealth of information in it is just stunning. And even when you say light as white light, because if you expand this is potentially a tangent, but if you expand it, you get all the different, you get the color spectrum, and then you can start seeing that there are often bars in that spectrum, which shows, for example, the materials in the galaxy or in the stars, because they are blocking a certain part of the visible spectrum. So, and then you also see that you can measure the heat, and then there's also sometimes other, you can look at the bigger profile of the light or the radiation, you might call it, from an object in space, and then there's just a wealth of information, and it's also energy in itself. So it's just very fascinating how well it fits as a metaphor. And you can also think of like the heat radiation, if your radiator is actually glowing invisible light, which is the heat. So if you have goggles for infrared, you see it glowing. So, which is also like we as humans are actually glowing with invisible light if we had the eyes to see it. Okay, and then I continue here. This changing of perspective to the divine from the earthly begins in many ways in Canto 13, verse 11 and 12, I think, with, so this is the Italian, che si comincia in punto dello stelo a cui la prima rota va d'intorno. This is such a powerful and deep two verses. Like it begins in the point of the stem, like a plant stem, at which or towards which or at which the prime mover, the prime wheel is going around. So meaning then being time motion is revolving around the point of the source of being. Okay, so I'm continuing here. When the North Star becomes the root of being, like in this little excerpt, and the prime mover rotating around it. To me, that seems like the instance when the whole ascent of Paradiso changes from upwards and outwards and gains the focal point of the divinity, the Trinity, is the first piercing sight of the pilgrim. After which comes the idea of, this is right afterwards in the same canto, the idea of the Father as the source of light, Christ as the emanation that fills the whole universe, and the Holy Spirit as the love that interweaves it all. So it's like, he has the first piercing discovery of the point, and then he looks into it, and then suddenly he sees this as a first understanding of how he looks at the Trinity. Okay, and I'm continuing here. The vision of the angels in Canto 28 is beyond breathtaking, but they do appear earlier too, it seems. So this is my whole idea here now of the angelical beings, and perhaps like looking more into what is embedded in this view, because it seems to me still that it is somewhat overlooked in the scholarship in general about Dante and the Paradiso. That this is not an abstract philosophical, theological concept. This is about forces that we can see today. So they do appear earlier in Venus 8:34, which is in Italian, noi ci vogliamo coi principi celesti. Like, so we are there with the celestial principalities, which is the name of the third level. Di un giro e d'un girare ed una sete. Like with one movement and one dance and one thirst are united. So they are sharing the move and dance and the thirst for the heavens with the principalities, the spiritual forces of nations, people, and territory. Which I find very practically applicable today, both in America and Europe. These forces might seem very active at the moment in both their true and their corrupted forms. So, and that was my last point on that. So, I try to avoid going too much into how it is applicable today, but I still think it's helpful, it's illuminating, and it's important to acknowledge these levels of forces, dynamics, mechanisms, that are actually happening and moving and doing things and shaping things. Because if we don't acknowledge them, we are kind of a little bit blindfolded in how we are supposed to fix things and make the world better again. and it's like you have to understand the problem before you can start fixing it. Unless you just want to like do trial and error forever. But that's not a very efficient way of going about things. So trying to seriously entertain this idea and then participating in these forces more consciously could be a great way to make things better again, to go more towards virtue and create a more healthy, happy, prosperous, flourishing culture again. So with that, this little little speech at the end of the week. So we're leaving tomorrow morning and we're going over to York in Yorkshire, our beloved hometown in England in many ways. And we'll be back here next Friday and we're going to take the microphone with us. So we might make some episodes, but it depends a little bit. It might be a bit lots of other stuff going on, but we will see. If the mood is right and we have something to share, then we will make some episodes. If not, we'll be back next Friday. So with that, hope some of this was interesting. I hope you're still having a great day, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And as always, hope you enjoy some of this and see you again in the next episode. Bye-bye.